Hollywood Spotlight, presenting an all-star review from the entertainment center of the world, Hollywood. We're back once more, folks. This is Tom Jeffrey, and it's going to be a swell lot of fun to act as your master of ceremonies during this session of our Hollywood Spotlight Review, because we have another marvelous procession of Hollywood talent to entertain you. First of all, the brown thrush of song, whose voice you've enjoyed many times in pictures, Etta Moulton. Then our happy, smiling maestro, Phil Harris. Of course, our Hollywood troubadour, Larry Burke, is back with us. And to top it all off, Bob Burns. Now let's ask Etta Moulton to walk into the spotlight, give her bow to the orchestra, and sing for us, just as she sang it on the silver screen, the Carioca.
Hey, have you seen the Carioca? Not a foxtrot or a polka. It has a little bit of new rhythm, a blue rhythm that's fine. It has a meter that's tricky. A bit of icky-backy winky, but when you dance with your new lover, it will love and arise. You'll dream of the new Carioca. The theme is a kiss and a sigh. You'll dream of the new Carioca. When the music and lights are gone and you're saying goodbye. Together, you know that's better than one to hit together. That's how the dance begun to wander around you. But to lift the day I know then you are mine. Oh, all the Carioca carries you away. Oh, oh, baby, you're mine. Now that you've done the Carioca, you never care to do the polka. You're gonna realize the beautiful that bamboo of the room. Tomorrow morning you'll discover you're just a Carioca lover. When you dance with your new love and be full of the fool, I think you're gonna dream of a new Carioca, because the theme is just a kiss and a hug.
Oh, thank you, Etta Moulton. Nobody sings that quite like you. Now, Phil Harris, it's your turn. And if my program notes are correct, you're going to sing that sophisticated song, You're Blasé. It's all yours, Phil. Thank you.
deal, just like a gazelle. Why, you've no enthusiasm. Why, you're tired and uninspired. You're blasé. Honey, your day is just one of leisure, in which the only thing you search for is pleasure. Why, you're bored even when you're adored. You're blasé. Now, while searching for the moon and the stars up in the sky, those simple things of normal life are slowly passing by. You sleep, the sun is shining. Then you wake, it's 6 o'clock, it's time for dining. Honey, you're in a routine, there's nothing new for you to do. You're blasé.
Next entertainer seems to think that one way of attaining that blasé air Phil was singing about is to drop into a beauty shop now and then. Ladies and gentlemen, the original Slow Brain Through Arkansas, interviewed by Tom Post, Bob Burns.
Hi, Tom. You know, Tom, I try to keep my talks from being too educational, but, you know, I was reading that last year the women of this country spent $38 million on cosmetics and beauty parlors.
$38 million just to make themselves beautiful?
Yeah, it certainly don't look it.
No, it... What? But that was a good-looking woman I saw you with yesterday.
Oh, thanks, Tom. That was the wife.
Oh, you must have a new wife.
No, it's the same old chassis, but a new paint job. Tom, why... I want you to answer me something. Why is it that every time a woman comes to a mirror, she has to stop and dab at her face? What would women do without mirrors?
Well, I don't know, but we had women before we had mirrors.
Yeah, we still got women before mirrors most of the time. You know, the trouble with women is, Tom, that they always look at themselves from the front. You know, they ought to back up to a mirror once in a while, Tom.
No, I don't think so.
They don't seem to care how they look in the back at all. You know, Tom, these women can't always be meeting people. They got to pass some of those people.
Well, do you think the younger generation will paint like their mothers do?
Well, I'm afraid so, Tom. The other day, my little girl says, "Daddy, why do I have to wash my face all the time?" Yes. I says, "Because your face is dirty."
Yeah, well, what'd she say?
She says, "Why can't I powder over the dirt like Mama does?"
Oh. Say, has your wife ever had her face lifted?
Now, lean over here, Tom. My wife's had her face lifted so many times, she has to walk on her toes.
Well, Bill, do your people down in Arkansas go in for beauty treatment?
Tom, I got an old maid aunt down there in Arkansas that never had a beauty treatment in her life, and right today she's got a complexion just like a peach.
What do you mean, a complexion like a peach?
Yellow and fuzzy. Now, wait a minute, Tom. Wait a minute, I want to take that back. Come to think of it, Tom, I don't want to be unfair here.
Yeah.
She did get a jar of that beauty clay one time. She put it on her face one winter, but didn't turn out good.
What was the matter?
Well, long in the spring, the mud started hardening up on her face, and she had to wash it off.
Oh, I'm afraid your folks don't know very much about beauty secrets.
Oh, yes, Tom. My grandmother discovered one of the greatest beauty secrets we ever had.
What was that?
Well, she had a pet hen that fell in the mud puddle one time. She took the hen over to the pump and washed the mud off of it.
Yeah, but what's that got to do with discovering a beauty secret?
Well, she was the first woman to ever give a hen a wren.
Very, very funny. But despite Bob Bird's reaction to beauty shops, Larry Burke has decided that the young lady of his affections is really pretty swell. Tell us all about it, Larry.
Oh, completely adorable is the way to your heart explorable. Would you enjoy it at all if I try to qualify now as we dance? Answer your dancer adorable. Will this night be divine or deplorable? You're so completely adorable.